Welcome back to the Lars Larson Show. It's the Radio Northwest Network stretching into every corner of Oregon, Washington, and Idaho. And glad to have you with me for a little honestly provocative talk radio. We talk about the issues of the day. And one of the issues that has been one for me for a long time is that I want people to be able to be informed. I don't want the government to require them to be informed, but I want them to be informed. And lately, we've been hearing about more and more efforts as recently as yesterday on Capitol Hill when we had the heads of the two biggest social media companies in the world, Twitter and Facebook, telling the Congress why, yes, we did censor the information that people were getting before the election. And yes, we were wrong, but we've corrected the problem now that the election is over. Being informed about what is going on is an important thing. And when people get in the way of information, I don't take that very lightly. For example, House Bill 1888. Well, there's a guy who knows this subject much better than I do, and that's Maxford Nelson, Director of Labor Policy for the free market think tank, the Freedom Foundation. House Bill 1888 came in the Washington State Public Records Act. Mr. Nelson, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, Lars.
Would you mind telling my audience what 1888 is about and about why it is such an intrusion into the ability of groups like yours to inform people, workers, of what their rights are?
Absolutely. Well, the cornerstone of open government in Washington State is a Public Records Act, which was adopted via a voter initiative back in the 1970s. But over the decades, you know, every year in the legislative session in Olympia, there are attempts to chip away at the public's access to government records and government information. And House Bill 1888 was a bill that was pushed and passed successfully in the 2020 Washington State legislative session. It was backed by the state's public employees unions. And what the bill did was exempt certain information about public employees from being disclosed. Now, it was framed as a privacy measure, trying to protect employees from harassment and intimidation and being retaliated against for their work as public employees. But behind the scenes, as we've recently discovered, and as we were claiming at the time during the legislative debate, the bill was really about making it difficult for the Freedom Foundation to contact public employees and inform them of their right to resign union membership. And so at the end of the day, this was a special interest attempt to undermine the transparency of Washington state government.
Okay, because people should know, we covered it well. We even talked to Mark Janus, who was at the center of the Janus case. It went to the Supreme Court, where the U.S. Supreme Court a few years ago said, if you work as a government employee anywhere in America, you can choose to be in a union, you can choose not to be in a union, you have the right to leave. Now, that seems pretty simple and straightforward. But the unions didn't take that lightly. They said, hold on a second. You're going to tell our members that they no longer have to pay dues to the union and that they can leave the union if they choose to? That's what they're fighting against, isn't it?
That's exactly what they're fighting against. And the we obtained over the series of the last few months here, ironically enough, under a Public Records Act request, information from the state legislature itself, from the offices of the senators and representatives that serve in Olympia. And the records that we've found, the emails that we've found, made it very clear that although the backers of this legislation were claiming it was about privacy publicly, in private, in their communications with each other and their staff, they freely acknowledged that this was about silencing the Freedom Foundation, making it difficult for us or harder for us to communicate with employees about their rights under the Supreme Court's Janus decision. Very, very overt stuff here, Lars. We even had one state senator, Senator Sam Hunt, who chairs the Senate State Government Committee, talking about how he could try to get this bill passed with an emergency clause so that it would take effect before the information could be released to the Freedom Foundation, because we had requested these records, late 2019 before the legislative session started, and it had been caught up in union-initiated litigation. So here he is working behind the scenes, specifically targeting our Public Records Act requests for this information.
I'm talking to Maxford Nelson, who's with the Freedom Foundation. Now, listen, I'm against doxing people, and I've always taken that position, whether I agree with an issue or not. People have, over the years have said, hey, there's an abortion doctor. Let's go harass him or her at his or her home. And I'd say, no, I'm never going to endorse that, even if I agree with your cause, the protection of life. So having said that, I don't believe in doxing. Is there a way to satisfy the ability to inform union members you have the right to quit without putting them in a position where an activist group like Antifa or BLM might be able to find the records that would show the home addresses and the personal information of people that they want to go either harass or even assault. Because that's a legitimate concern. There's got to be a way to work around that, isn't there?
There's absolutely ways to do it. And really what should be happening is the state government and local government employers should be informing employees directly about their rights. We don't see that happening in states like Washington or Oregon or California because the political leadership in these states are aligned with the labor unions. They have an interest in maintaining high levels of union membership because that translates into revenue for unions, which translates into political contributions for their campaigns. So what we've seen, unfortunately, is a complete abdication of leadership from government officials in the Pacific Northwest. Now, we're trying to step in and fill that educational gap and let people know directly about their constitutional rights. And the only way for us to do that is by getting this information, you know, lists of employees from the state. Now, with that said, I think our state public records law in Washington already strikes a pretty good balance between the public's interest in knowing who works for government and the public employees' genuine privacy concerns. Actually, sensitive information is already exempt from disclosure. There's prohibitions against using information for commercial purposes. So what we have done is a very targeted, very narrow, purely educational effort to inform people about their civil liberties. The courts have found there's no problem with that. There's no genuine threats to people's privacy or security with that. We have robust address confidentiality protections for people who have genuine concerns. So I think we've already established a good balance there. This legislation was just about making it practically harder for us to identify those employees and communicate with
them. Well, and Mr. Nelson, the fact is most employers, not just government employers, but those in the private sector, spend oodles of time trying to tell their employees about various things. They say, we have an employee assistance program. You can sign up for health care coverage. You've got, you know, this, that, and the other thing. You have the, you know, we have to post, as an employer, I have to post a notice on the wall that says, if you've been injured on the job, you have a right to connect with workers' comp. In other words, employers are already required to tell their employees about tons of different stuff, whether it applies to that employee or not, whether or not the employee finds it useful or not. You have to inform them of these things. Asking that employees, public employers, have to inform their employees that they have a right not to be in this private sector, private company, or private organization called a union doesn't seem like a far stretch from all of the other advisories that they have to tell employees, does it?
No, absolutely not. No, you're right, Lars. Every business has to have even posters put up in prominent locations with information about employees' workplace rights. And the ability to make your own choice about whether to pay union dues is protected by the First Amendment of the Constitution. That's not just a statutory, you know, a state law right. That's a fundamental American right. But for whatever reason, lawmakers in Olympia think that it's controversial that people should be informed about these rights. There were several solid legislators in Olympia that introduced some amendments to this bill that would have done things along those lines, that would have provided other avenues for employees to be informed about their options. The party line opposition just shot those down one after another. And, you know, it became very, very clear this really isn't about protecting anybody's privacy. Public employees' dates of birth the dates of birth of every voter in the state of Washington and your home address are all publicly available. But no, we're just trying to make it through this legislation a little bit harder for you to tell who's a public employee, because that's ultimately what we rely on to get this information out. So
absolutely,
it was very transparent at the time. These emails make it even clearer that was really the purpose of the legislation all along.
Yeah, you know what, Mr. Nelson, thanks very much. That's Maxford Nelson, who's with the Freedom Foundation. It also makes it clear that a lot of those people voting on House Bill 1888 had a dog in the fight in the form of campaign donations they want to get from the unions out of your pocket. Coming up, we'll talk about the destruction of four dams.